Oh, that's it. All right. It is 6:30 and now from around the world across the nation and up your alley. Time for the Jerry St. James Hot Flash News of the Morning. Brought to you this morning by National Gay Charities Week. Asking you to join in this year's Prance of Dimes.
Okay.
The battle for ratings among the three TV networks continue, and as usual, ABC TV's big blockbuster again this season is Marcus Welby, M.D., in what is expected to be a major rating grabber. Next week, Marcus Welby is sued for malpractice. It seems he's been treating a guy 28 years for yellow jaundice and suddenly realizes he's Chinese. Word has begun to leak out of communist China that the Chinese, through their superior intelligence, have finally gotten a spacecraft off the ground and into orbit around the Earth. Of course, these are unconfirmed reports, but the Chinese aren't denying it. In fact, a spokesman for the Red Chinese Space Program says that may well be true. A Chinese spacecraft may finally be in Earth's orbit. It took 6 million coolies to pull the slingshot, but they did it. In other television news this morning, as you probably know by now, the first TV show of the 76th season to bite the dust was on NBC, and it was called Faye, starring Lee Grant. The show got the axe after only 3 weeks. That's how bad it was. Many people now believe that although Lee Grant may be a fine actress, perhaps she just isn't cut out for television work. Not only was her show canceled, but her bicentennial minute was beaten out in the ratings by a 60-second commercial for Janitor in a Drum. My favorite. I think that's the screen. The never-ending campaign to stop unwanted pregnancies continues. Now, doctors at the Mayo Clinic have come up with what they say is an absolutely safe, harmless, and 100% foolproof birth control method. It's a pill the size of a basketball. By the time your wife swallows it, it's time to get up and go to work.
Sure.
Oh, where's my bell? I don't even have that in here. It's been learned this morning that the American taxpayer is still supporting former chief executive Richard Nixon. As things turn out, every time the White House tells a lie these days, Nixon gets a royalty check. Finally this morning, the University of Minnesota, in a continuing effort to serve the community, is once again holding classes in prenatal care for expectant mothers and fathers. In one class last week, the instructors explained to the parents-to-be that there's nothing complicated about feeding a newborn baby. The only thing to remember is that everything you put into a baby's mouth must be sterilized first in boiling water. This also may explain the sudden popularity of bottle feeding. Well, I remember one time, speaking of bare naked girls, it just struck me as funny. I was out at the farm, and I don't know what we were doing, but I was...
Out at what farm?
What farm? Your farm. What farm?
Oh,
the funny farm.
Now.
Rebecca of Sunnybrook Farm. And we're sitting there. You were doing something. I think you were in the bathroom. And I'm playing... I was playing cards with Amy, your little girl.
Yeah.
We were playing war or one of those kids, and your little boy Michael was there.
Yeah.
Somehow or another, the subject turned to girls. I know what it was. It was the night he was running around in that wig, remember?
Yeah.
And you told me about you were little Jane, remember that?
Yeah.
That kinky thing?
Yeah.
Anyway, and we were playing cards, and Michael just comes up to me with his little face hanging out and says, "You like girls, don't you?" And I said, "Well, yeah, you know, hey, you know, if you're lonely, it beats a cab driver or something." And I said, "Yeah, well, you like them bare naked, don't you?" And Mary's going, "Shut up, you little dink." Bare naked girl. What if that woman's listening to us?
What woman?
The woman who's driving around
down the road and
driving around B.A.
B.A.?
Yeah.
B.N.
Bare arms. Bare what? B.N. What the hell is it?
Bare naked.
Oh, bare naked.
Yeah.
Oh.
I refuse to grow up.
Yeah.
That's the one part of language I'll carry on till I'm 99.
What?
Don't come in now, dear. I'm bare naked.
I'm bare naked. Oh, my God. He's bare naked. I love that. That's a great expression. Anyway, shall we go downstairs?
Why not?
Why not? Why not and why not? Let's go down and find out what's happening in the school lunch cook room menu thing.
I hope they're not singing dirty songs.
Well, I do.
Getting terrible letters.
That one yesterday was really funny.
Yeah, that was really funny.
Give me a hand with a door. I can't open this myself. What am I, the $6 million man? Hold on. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Here we go, walking down the hall. Watch your head on that light. Don't hit the light. Watch it. Be careful. Whoop, watch. Here we are in the kitchen. Oh, there's Betty.
Night, helping hand. All day, all night,
Calvin Harris. All day, all night, Calvin Harris. All day, all night.
Oh, wait, watch.
Calvin Harris.
Watch it. Watch. What are you doing in that rolling pin?
All day, all night, Calvin Harris.
What are you doing with that rolling pin?
You are Superman. Oh.
Wow. Wait. Back. Time out. Time out on the field. Hi, Betty.
How are you?
I bet you're getting a little kinky with that rolling pin there.
Yeah.
How are you this morning?
Just
dressed up as usual in your white cook's uniform and your white shoes, your white stockings, and your little hair in a bun. Whose bun has your hair been in?
Jerry.
I'm teasing. Where are the rest of the girls? Oh, there's Irma in the back. Hi, Irma.
Hiya, Bohunk.
How are you?
None of your business.
Ah, you want a cigar?
No.
Well, shove it. Where's Helen?
You stuff it. Where do you think she got to hide?
There she is, under the table this morning, tying knots in the spaghetti. There she is, looking fine as always, boy, I tell you.
Why not?
What are you up to this morning, Betty?
None of your business.
No, you're Irma. I want Betty.
Oh, that was my impression of Irma.
Not bad.
Thanks.
That's all right.
I can do her any time.
I know. Don't worry. Paul Winchell used to have trouble, too.
See?
Yeah. I said Paul Winchell used to have trouble, too. Okay, moving along. What are you working on this morning?
Oh, same old stuff.
Charcoal boiled souse knob.
Yeah.
I know.
SOS for you Navy men.
Oh, yeah, the SOS thing again.
Huh?
Do you mind if we look in your pots?
I'm not as creative as you, you know.
Do you mind if we look in your pots?
Hello. Feel free, Jim.
Thank you so much.
Free.
We'll just look in over here. You just keep working on whatever.
Careful, though. Herman's listening.
Herman, your husband is listening.
Yeah.
All right. Well, just go ahead. I won't even say anything about your nice tomatoes.
Jerry.
Yeah. All right, let's look in your pots here. We'll go over to Minneapolis first in this pot over here, bubbling away. Look inside here. Hey.
Touch it.
No, I don't want to touch
it.
No, wait. Look at that. All over my ring and my watch. Oh, barf. That is terrible. Look at that. An old falsie floating around in there, a pair of snakes. Gee whiz, that is disgusting. You know, a roll of toilet paper in there.
Oh, rubber is good for you, you know. It's good if you're on a diet. It's real filling, but it's not very nutritious.
Yeah, well, it's fluffy, not stuffy.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, let's look at Minneapolis today here.
Why not?
In Minneapolis today.
I could talk all morning.
Yeah, well, we don't have time. Shut up. In Minneapolis today, we're having pizza. Some moldy fruit salad. That can't be right. It's got to be molded fruit salad. Vegetables, dicks, bread, and one cookie. One cookie is all you guys are getting today.
All right, in Anoka, Hennepin County area schools today, the children are much more refined and disciplined up there.
They are indeed.
We're having meatballs in Anoka, Hennepin County schools. Peekaboos.
Peekaboo.
What's that? Peekaboos.
I've seen it at that Lizards of Hollywood catalog.
That's true.
Yeah.
Peekaboos,
green beans, Mexican salad.
Seventh grade flashers.
Peekaboo.
And you also get a creamsicle. No, wait, maybe that's a dream. That's a dreamsicle.
Who
wrote that?
I don't know. In Bloomington today, Long Dog Roll-Ups.
A movie starring Dustin Hoffman.
Long Dog Roll-Ups, rated R, now playing in the theater near you. Orange juice, corn, lime, and pear salad. And some ice cream for you, as ice cream's always good.
In Burnsville today, Sloppy Joe on buns.
Amen.
You know Joe DeMay.
Yeah.
His wife says, all right. Greeny beanies, some vegetable sticks, and some pumpkin custard.
Yes, indeed. In a diner today. Oh, I got a letter from a bunch of guys in a diner yesterday.
What did they say? They're not rich?
Yeah, they said they're just like anybody else.
Lies!
A pack of lies. It was a very indignant letter telling us everything that was wrong with the station. It went on and on.
Tell them to shut up.
No, I won't tell them to shut up. That's not fair. They have every right to their own opinion.
That's
right. As long as it agrees with ours.
That's right.
In a diner today, you rich kids are having Italian spaghetti.
Rich kids.
Yeah. Tossed salad. Boy, they're going to be bummed out. French bread and Jell-O with bananas. Hey,
bananas and Jell-O. Oh, bananas.
In Golden Valley today, having ravioli.
Tastes like ravioli. Ravioli's fun to eat. Ravioli, you sit and you sing. Ravioli.
I'm sorry.
Vegetables, bread, and an ice cream bar.
Belly up to the bar, boys. Yeah.
Wow! You're
in Richfield today, toasty dog along with some French fries, orange juice, and some type of pud for you guys.
Come
pudding.
Come on, guys.
Come here.
In, what is it, Robbinsdale?
All right.
Chicken in Gracie.
Gravy.
Chicken in gravy, cranberry sauce, potatoes, peas, peanut butter sandwich, and some wonderful Jell-O.
Jell-O for you guys.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Why don't you want
in Rosemont today. Rosemont, you guys are having a pizza burger. Wonderful, wonderful. Along with some corn and banana pudding. Banana pudding is good.
Oh, get you.
Oh, my goodness.
In Rosemont. Oh, you did it already.
Yeah.
In St. Louis Park today, Italian spaghetti.
Hey, bitty bitty bow.
Some orange juice, some lettuce salad, some rolls, and some Jell-O.
Jell-O.
Good.
That's so exciting.
Wonderful. St. Paul today is having lasagna, green beans or mixed vegetables, French bread, and some apple crisp for you guys. Apple crisp.
Oh, I need that. I need that.
Hey. Sounds like a New Year's Eve party. It's all St. Paul. Who is he? Out behind the barn again, eh?
Matt.
South St. Paul today, submarines, potato chips, applesauce, and some Jell-O gems.
Yeah, I got those in Pizzette once. I was quick playing football. And wrapping things up today in West...
Hey, Bullock, let me wrap it.
All right, Irma, you wrap it up today.
Put your finger on here.
All right, here. How's that?
There. Oh,
watch it. West St. Paul today, spaghetti and a meatball, Lizzie, corn, French bread, and apple halves for you. Apple halves, apple halves. Yes, again, it's good for you.
Shut up.
Wait, watch it. Hold. Well, I guess...
It makes me feel bad.
Oh, they're just teasing. They love you. Well, anyway, I guess that does it for today. We'll see you girls tomorrow. Right? We're gonna, I guess we'll play your theme song to get out of here, because I know you like it. Irma likes to boogie. Them. You two gonna dance?
Oh,
kinky. Can we watch?
Can we watch? See you girls tomorrow.
FM. Stereo, Richfield. It is 7:01, one past the hour. Hi, this is Jerry St. James on the radio. Perhaps better known as the man who entertains more women in bed in one single morning than most men do in a whole lifetime. Right here.